Robin, if we had been taking bets or placing bets yesterday on who was going to win the Peace Prize, people were talking about German Chancellor Angela Merkel, maybe, or the Pope, or Edward Snowden was even mentioned.
And last year it was given to human rights activist Malala Yousafzai and Kayla Satyarthi. This year, the Tunisian National Dialogue Quartet might not have been on your short list, but today the Norwegian Nobel Committee awarded the group the Nobel Peace Prize, citing its contribution to the building of a pluralistic democracy in Tunisia. Now, you'll remember Tunisia launched the so-called Arab Spring with its Jasmine Revolution in 2011, sparking political upheaval across the Middle East and North Africa when it overthrew an autocratic leader. So what is the Tunisian National Dialogue Quartet, and what was the Nobel Committee trying to say? William Lawrence is with the Center for the Study of Islam and Democracy in Washington. He joins us now. William, remind us what happened late 2010, 2011. It started incredibly with a vendor who set himself on fire.
Yes, he had problems with the Tunisian government and notably with a policewoman that had slapped him in public. And it was part of a general Tunisian crackdown on itinerant street vendors. And he ended up starting a revolution. It was one of 400 self-immolations across the region as part of the whole Arab Spring upheaval. And Tunisia was the only country of the three that had revolutions and the six that had major upheavals that came out looking good. The UGTT, the Tunisian Confederation of Trade Unions, which is one of the four members of the quartet, played a leading role in the revolution in mobilizing workers across Tunisia to participate. This prize goes to the role they played in preserving the revolution during a 2013 political crisis.
Well, yeah, they managed to overthrow a longtime dictator, Zine El Abidine Ben Ali. He was sent into exile, but then there was turmoil, as we've seen in other countries. There were protests of a new government that came in that was going to remove equality for women. So this group of four helped smooth out the waves after the revolution. Who's in the group?
Well, the four members are the Tunisian Confederation of Trade Unions, the Employers Association, the Bar Association, and the Human Rights League. Now, during the political crisis for which they got the award, and the Nobel Committee was very clear in insisting that it went to the quartet, not to the four organizations, the UGTT played the major role in facilitating negotiations between the two main political factions at the time, which were the Troika government led by the Islamist Nahda party that you were referring to, and the Nida Tunis party, which was the leader of the opposition and won the subsequent elections. And UGTT, as I said, played the major role in mediating between the two blocs and other political factions. And the other three organizations played more of a supporting role and lent legitimacy to the process, but weren't as active in the incredibly important political mediation that saved the Tunisian democratic transition.
Well, and the Peace Prize Committee said in their announcement that they wanted to show that there could be peaceful coexistence between an Islamist party and a revolutionary party, a non-Islamist party, and it showed that. But they also were very well aware that this was one of the only successes after the Arab Spring. There are now collapsed states in Syria, of course, Libya, Yemen, Egypt has a military strongman. There's been the rise of ISIS. And people at this press conference were asking them about that. You know, how can you give an award to something that may have even paved the way for a group like ISIS? What's your sense of what the Peace Committee is trying to do?
This is exactly why they gave the award. I think if the Arab Spring had gone better in other countries, they wouldn't be giving an award to this group. But because Tunisia was the only country that succeeded in the Arab Spring, and because we're having a general meltdown across the Middle East and North Africa region, they are messaging through giving the award to this group, not only that there can be dialogue between democratic Islamist and democratic secular forces, but that the best way to fight extremism is by supporting democracy. There's a wrong sense in a lot of the analysis in Europe, in the United States, and globally that somehow democracy leads to chaos, when what's really going on here is that authoritarian regimes create the very factors that lead to instability and extremism. ISIS is much more of a product of Saddam Hussein and Bashar al-Assad's and other regional authoritarian governments' extremism than it's any product of democracy. So in terms of the countering violent extremism part of what the Nobel Committee wants to talk about, it's very important to underscore that democracy is not part of the problem. It's part of the solution.
Well, but in Tunisia, which now has this steady government, you have in March a gunman killing 21 people at the National Bardo Museum. Remember those, that horrific attack? Or in June, a gunman killing 38 people at the beach resort there. We remember that, the overturned beach chairs left in the wake of that atrocity.
Yep.
So Tunisia does not have peace.
No. And no country does. I mean, a gunman can open fire with a machine gun on a beach anywhere in the world. The issue is, can democracy withstand the assault? Now, after the attacks in Tunisia, they put in new security measures, new curtailments on freedom. They closed down 80 mosques. And there was a fear at the time that there would be a counter-revolution in Tunisia that would tip the scales against democracy. But luckily, so far, to a great extent, democracy has held on. Take the opposite approach, the Sisi approach in Egypt. Sisi has cracked down ferociously, and there's more opposition every day, more attacks, more battles, more fights. It's absolutely clear to analysts of the region that the hammer approach to extremism often creates more extremists. You need a robust improvement of civil society, governance, of democratic practices, and the democratic dividends you get with improved economy, et cetera, in order to fight extremism. The hard approach has proven to fail time and time again in the Middle East and North Africa.
Just briefly, do you think that this will spark the conversation? The Peace Committee obviously wants it to spark.
Yes and no. I mean, Tunisia is not a model for the region in that things are so different in so many of the other countries. But it is an example of how the dialogue approach, the inclusive approach to politics can prevail in an Arab and Muslim society.
That's William Lawrence, Director of Middle East and North Africa Programs at the Center for the Study of Islam and Democracy in Washington. William, thank you.
You're very welcome.